Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now the forecast. It'll be a good day for travel tomorrow, but we're expecting some record cold weather for the Thanksgiving Day holiday tomorrow. So let's bring in WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein now, who joins us via Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
So start with today. I saw the moon out this morning, so I guess we're going to have a sunny start today anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, today doesn't look like a bad day at all. We've got generally partly to mostly sunny skies, and temperatures this afternoon will approach 40. That's still below average for the time of the year. We should be getting a little bit warmer than that, maybe into the mid and upper 40s. But nonetheless, we are going to be chilly but dry. Now, late this afternoon, as that Arctic front moves in, there could be a few snow showers. Best chance for those to be out towards the Berkshires. So if you are traveling, be aware there could be at times this big burst of snow that lasts for 5 or 10 minutes but puts a coating on the roads, and that can really cause problems. We've seen some major accidents in those situations.
So for the most part, the weather's cooperating for people trying to fly out of Logan Airport today then?
Absolutely, yeah. And there's no real problems at all.
What about the other big East Coast hubs?
Yeah, so everything else looks pretty quiet. Actually, the country's very quiet in terms of storminess right now. We are going to have some storms coming into California during the weekend, and that's going to produce some rain. Right now, we're watching that just approach the West Coast. Later on this afternoon, we'll start to see some rain. And throughout the weekend, especially from about San Francisco northward, it will just continue to be wet. But basically, it's dry around the rest of the lower 48.
And for here, we have record cold on the doorstep.
We do. And temperatures tonight are going to continue to fall. They'll fall all the way to this time tomorrow morning. Depending on what the temperature is at midnight, it's kind of interesting. If we were 27 at midnight, then there'll be no records tomorrow in Boston, in spite of the fact that during the day it will be record cold. But because at midnight still counts for Thanksgiving, we may not actually see an official record. But it's all semantics. It's going to be cold tomorrow. Temperatures in the mid-teens to perhaps 20, 21 during the afternoon hours. Wind chills at or below zero, especially the first part of the day.
And how about for Black Friday shoppers on Friday and then the weekend after that?
So the Friday forecast looks great. Plenty of sunshine, dry weather, temperatures between 28 and 32. That's cold, but there won't be as much wind. And with the sunshine, you'll be able to get out and about and no problems on the roadway. Saturday's a very nice day. Temperatures on Saturday get to the low to mid-40s across the area, so a little bit better. And then there's going to be a couple of storm systems developing for early next week, one on Sunday, perhaps another one Monday night or Tuesday, with more right now, I would say, look like rainstorms rather than any more snowy weather here early this winter season.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks. And Dave, happy Thanksgiving.
You too.